Thunder's Mouth Theatre presents Am I Old Yet? A seriously silly audio drama comedy podcast concerning the life and times of one ordinary elderly woman who has recently discovered that she has some remarkable superpowers and friends in incredibly high places. But then doesn't everyone? And here we are at episode 7, Devil in the Detail. Now, the Minister for the Environment and Food Production has been invited to have a meeting with the trickster gods of the world. Well, three of them, let's face it, there are more. And Helen, our elderly heroine, has been brought to where the meeting is taking place to see if there's anything that she can add to the mix. Here we are.
What do you mean? I see what you mean. We are somewhere else.
Indeed we are. Now, where is Hermes?
That's what I want to know. I need to give him a piece of my mind.
Oh, I'm sure you do, Helen. But there is no time for that now. He has arranged this meeting, and we need you to focus on the matter at hand.
How so? How do I know this isn't another one of his ideas of a joke? I can't get over it. He's been laughing at me all this time.
No, Helen, no. Stop there. He has not. He has been helping us all along. Well, all along since he realized what bad idea it was to get you to blow litter around.
Really? Really? You trust him?
Yes, Helen. We know him well enough. He knows how to fix things too, just as well as how to break them. And he has been working very hard, believe me, to fix this. So now, we must step up, as it were, to complete the job.
If you say so.
Good. Now, Seffi, let them in.
Helen, good to see you. I hope you enjoyed your flight.
Don't you speak to me, you trickster.
Ah, they told you.
They told me. And honestly, Hermes, you absolute rotten, rubbishy rascal.
Gosh, that bad?
How could you?
Well, I'm glad you see the joke. I was pretty sure you would enjoy it, but I am sorry it caused you so much trouble.
So you jolly well should be. Although I will admit, I had some fun too.
You found your trickster within.
Oh, right. Well, what now? Oh, who are your friends?
Oh, this is my African cousin, Anansi.
All the wisdom in the world, eh?
I wish.
And Loki.
Well, I've heard a lot about you, that's for sure.
Don't believe everything the Marvel franchise says about me.
My source is Neil Gaiman.
He knew a thing or two.
Now, we don't have a lot of time. Can we get down to business? Good. This is the situation, Helen. Jonas Sillerly...
The Minister for Talking Garbage.
Indeed. Well, he has some very influential oil and gas pals who want to scupper the working party. If he doesn't help them, they will withdraw their financial support from him and his government. We need your particular trickster advice to come up with a plan. What do you think, Helen? How should we handle this?
Now then, come along. Have we got a deal or have we not? I mean, I haven't got time to be messing about here all day. I'm a very busy man. You don't seem to understand who you're dealing with.
Well, I'm sure we don't disagree with your terms. Just remind us again, would you?
Yes, just remind us again, what are your terms exactly? We know what you want us to do. You want us to remove this Helen person. use our influence with our relatives to get her off your back, so to speak. But just precisely what is in it for us?
Well, I'm sure your colleague explained to you my government is prepared to make you very generous allowances. I mean, you can settle anywhere you like, have the freedom of the country, so to speak, as long as you carry out your side of the bargain.
Hey, but that's just the thing, you see, Mr. What do you say? What's your name again?
Silly Lee. Silly Lee.
Silly Lee, of course it is. Yes. Well, now, the thing is, we already have the freedom to go wherever we want in your country. So that's not a problem for us. So that's not really making it worth our while, is it?
I see what you mean. Yes, we could set you up some rather nice houses. We've got a few castles lying around empty. I'm sure your gracious selves wouldn't mind having somewhere nice and comfortable to stay. When do you come to visit? We can arrange that. You're very welcome to come and stay at mine. I have a very nice pad in Hampshire, with a pool even.
Oh, well, that's just lovely. As if the whole of the Mediterranean Sea wasn't enough for us, eh, lad?
Right, now then. Well, now I have a better idea.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I have a very good idea. I think you should open up these empty castles, as you say. All of these wonderful houses lying around empty, and you should let some of my compatriots stay in your castles and your houses.
You mean African people staying in our castles?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Nancy, what a wonderful idea. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. That would be so good. Yes, there's no need for you to pay rent on those boats in the River Mersey or down in Wales. We'd be saving you a lot of money.
Yes, you'd be saving yourself a lot of money. Just give them an allowance to buy building materials and set them loose, and then, if you will, comfortable castles. They could even grow their own veggies.
Well, I suppose we could. We could make a few of them. Yes, I mean, we could do something along those lines. Yes, yes, of course. And you will take care of this Helen woman. Is that right? I can rely on you.
Oh, absolutely. You can rely on us. She won't trouble you ever again.
Once we see our people are settled comfortably with enough of an allowance on a regular basis to make sure they can turn these old castles into decent habitations, yes, we'll make sure she doesn't bother you again. How about that? Too easy!
Right. Well, probably have to check back with my colleagues, you know, the rest of the cabinet.
Of course you would. Yes, you should do that. I'm sure they'll agree it's much cheaper than doing all that annoying cleaning all those landfill sites.
Yes, and your good friends will continue to dash you, make those lovely donations, right? Oh, where was it you said your house was? Hampshire?
Yes. Well, If you come down at the weekend, that would be wonderful. Yes, come for the weekend and I'll make sure you have a lovely time. Good old-fashioned English hospitality, yes. And the wife will be very pleased. Very pleased, yes. Very pleased to see you. Yes, indeed.
And yes, right. Now, Loki, what were your terms?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Yes. Well, I think I'd be prepared to help out with this deal, as you put it, if, let me see. Yes, In my homeland, the people managed to get hold of ownership of the oil that was being drilled off the coast. And as a result, we have quite a healthy economy going. I think that's what I would like you to do, is to hand over all of your oil rights to Scotland. Yeah, that would do. That's fine. That's all fine. I don't need any more myself, really. But my friends in Scotland, I think that they'd be a pretty good deal. What do you think? Hey, old buddy. Hey, Mr. Silly, that is your name? Silly?
Well, I don't really have the authority to do that. It's not my department.
Minister for the Environment, isn't that right? That's what I thought what you said. That's your department? All that oil, pumping it all out and then selling it off, letting the oil companies take the profits. And look, it won't last for long. That oil is running out, so it'll look like a token gesture. I don't think you'd have any trouble at all persuading all those people in your cupboard to hand over ownership. What have they got? 5 years' worth? You wouldn't even notice it's gone.
Oh, well, I suppose you've got a point there. Right. Well, okay. Well then, if that's all settled, I'll be getting back.
I think you've forgotten something.
Really? I don't think so.
Yes. I haven't told you what my terms are.
Oh, right. Well, what? What? What do you... What?
Well, you know, I'm going to keep it a secret.
But how can I do it if I don't know what it is?
Well, that's the beauty of it. Yes. I'm going to keep it a secret. And the thing is, when I see that you've fulfilled your contractual agreement with my colleagues here, then I'll tell you what mine is. How about that?
Oh, yes. I think that is a wonderful idea.
Yes. Yes, sir.
It won't be anything too special. I just think, maybe. Let's do it that way.
Well, fine. Fine, right, okay, I agree. Can I have your word on that?
Absolutely.
Yes, you can have our word.
Yeah, me too. Here's my word.
Right, well, I'll be off then. Thank you very much, and you'll be hearing from me when I've, got it all set up, right?
Yes, I'm sure we will. Now off you go. Pleasure doing business with you.
Yes. Bye. Cheerio. Have a good journey back to, wherever you're going.
Oh, don't worry. We will. Goodbye.
So, what was your word, my friend?
What?
What was your word that you gave him?
My word? Probably the same one you did.
Saga!
Yes, indeed. Okay. So, Helen, did you get all that?
Very impressive. Oh, well done, lads. Thank you. You're all very fine actors.
Well, you gave us a beautiful script to work with.
And you improvised on it beautifully.
Oh, you're welcome. No worries. It's always a pleasure putting one of those idiots in his place.
But I look... seriously, I have to ask. Do you think there's even the slightest possibility that he is going to open up all the abandoned castles and the country houses to the migrants?
Not a chance. You're never get approval. And if the government actually does agree to it and then he doesn't get it done, he's going to find his beautiful Hampshire home would be quite as beautiful as he left it. What do you think of that?
Right. Anyone for a glass of Retsina? I've got such a thirst on me.
Oh, if we must.
Oh, why not?
Well, I thought you'd never ask. That was Devil in the Detail, Season 8, Episode 7. Just one to go, folks, and then we're wrapping up another season. Now, in today's episode, you heard Christopher McDougall as Hermes, Roy J. Carruthers as Loki, Tayo Aluko as Anansi, and Matthew Field as Jonas Silily. What a silly boy. I hope you're enjoying it. If so, please drop a comment or shoot me an email, a message on Facebook, anything. It's just so lovely to hear from listeners. I actually had joy the other day. I played a short section of the scene with the tricksters dealing with the silly minister, and I was asking her opinion on the quality of the editing, and I turned around to look at her, and she was grinning like a Cheshire cat. I said, "You're enjoying this?" She said, "Yeah, what's the problem?" So, overthinking it. Mustn't overthink it. Never mind. There we go. There's all done for next... there's a blooper for you. I'm going to stop talking now. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.